This is Andres, Off the Record. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Off the Record. In this one, I got to talk about, the media, the mainstream media. This week, I guess a lot of us were hoping that Project Veritas would come out to expose some things about voter fraud and stuff like that, like they did earlier during the election cycle, or in earlier November, when they brought forward these whistleblowers that ended up being the inspiration for a lot of other whistleblowers that have been speaking out in hearings that have been happening this week. More on that on tomorrow's episode of the Groundhog Election Day Part 5. So stay up to date with all that, because you got to see where all this stuff is going and where the next step is. Because even though we're running out of time, it's to understand that you need to be prepared for the next steps. Because depending on where you find yourself on one side of the aisle, you need to be prepared for what you can anticipate for the next year. So this stuff won't come as a shock to you, because the media is lying to you. And this from Project Veritas is absolutely brilliant.
You're unmuted.
Hey, Jeff Zucker, you there? Hey,
yes.
This is James O'Keefe. We've been listening to your CNN calls for basically 2 months, recording everything. Just wanted to ask you some questions if you have a minute. Do you still feel you're the most trusted name in news? Because I have to say, from what I've been hearing on these phone calls, I don't know about that. I mean, we got a lot of recordings that indicate you're not really that independent of a journalist.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. So everybody, in light of that, I think what we'll do is we'll set up a new system, and we'll be back with you. We'll do the rest of the call a little bit later.
We're going to release those recordings today at 7:00. So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
So if you don't know who that was on the phone, Jeff Zucker's the president of CNN. This guy was cozy up with Trump until Trump decided to run for president. And then all Jeff wanted to do was just destroy Trump. When you have a president of a news organization, are you responsible for making the news or reporting the news? In Jeff's world, he makes the news. And he just got caught red-handed. And it's hilarious, because all of a sudden, the same news station, news, and I use that word very loosely when it comes to CNN, MSNBC, at least they don't hide that they're left-wing idiots. But these guys at CNN pretend to be objective journalists, the most trusted name in news. Shut the hell up, CNN. That's rich coming from you. Anyway, so they kept running stories of Melania Trump that was secretly recorded. And that was okay, according to them, because that's journalism, even though they're trying to smear the first lady. But, when the tables are turned, Jeff Zucker, call the police, and that's what they did. They're looking into felony charges against Project Veritas for all this. They illegally recorded us, baby. do you know that Project Veritas has yet to lose a lawsuit? They haven't lost any lawsuit. So to them, bring it on. And I'm excited to watch all this, because Jeff Zucker must have been pissing in his pants when James told him that, yeah, this is James O'Keefe. They're like, oh dude, this guy's savage. Wanna know why that's a big deal? Because James was live streaming that on Periscope when he was on that call. Oh, that is rich. Why is that a big deal when it comes to this whole thing about the mainstream media? Because the whole thing about the mainstream media. Look, you want to look at the biggest example of mainstream media and big tech coming together? Well, you have this unholy union of the Trinity. You have the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, and big tech. But where it all coincides, like with one individual, when you could say all three are in together, it's like this. You have Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, who also owns Amazon. And Amazon, through Alexa, is one of the biggest machines out there. Automated, everything is what he wants. And then you have, and this guy's getting rich up the wazoo during all these lockdowns. And I happen to be a big fan of Amazon. I don't like the way they conduct things, but hey, they're convenient too. But when you want to look at the microcosm of the big issue here, You have one man that's being made rich by you being stuck at home and having to use his product and services. So why would he want you to be out there enjoying your life or taking your chances with COVID? So he controls the news through the Washington Post to keep you scared, to keep you at home so you could keep using Amazon to make him rich. Do you see the triangle happening here, folks? So you have the unholy union, the big thing, but the microcosm of it, you can all summarize it with Jeff Bezos. So when these guys control the media that controls the narrative, that feeds you information, 1984, V for Vendetta, take your pick, all these dystopian futures, that's exactly what these guys are hoping for, especially if they get their way and get Biden elected. That's why there was media suppression. I talked about this, I think, in a previous episode, but if I haven't, I'm going to talk about it here, and if I did, I'm sorry, I'm recovering some territory. But for sure, I'm going to be touching upon this on a grander scale in tomorrow's episode of Election Groundhog Day. But when Biden voters were asked over a week ago if they heard about the Biden Hunter story, Hunter Biden, and his scandals, nope, never heard of it. So when they were asked about the sexual allegations that Tara Reid brought against Joe Biden himself, had they heard about that? No, I didn't hear about that. Okay, have you heard about the Chinese connection with Biden? All these different things to all Biden voters. And when they all said no, the follow-up question was, had you known, would you still have voted for Joe Biden? 17% said no. And with that in mind, that's the big deal, because 17% of the vote was suppressed by the media. The rest of the voters said, maybe it would have changed my mind. Other ones says it wouldn't have changed my mind because I just don't like Trump anyway. So it didn't matter to them that they supposedly have morals of that they want to stand by, and they wanted to put someone better than Trump in there. But when that guy is actually as corrupt or even worse than Trump in their view, they said, yeah, but I'll still pick Biden because I just don't like Trump. So that's the media suppression there. Media perpetuating lies over and over and over again. And they are using Propaganda 101, written by Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda master, marketing master for Adolf Hitler in Germany. He said, repeat a lie enough times and it becomes the truth. Now, that's a paraphrase. But that in of itself goes to what the media has been doing. Lying to you about the administration for the past 4 years, lying that it was legitimate. Now they're turning around and saying, we never said that President Trump was illegitimate. Sure you didn't. Now you're trying to rewrite history. Look, the internet's forever. So shut up and take it. You know. So that's these guys are just so corrupt, it's ridiculous, but they're being exposed in all this. And Project Veritas just did something awesome. I had posted this image earlier like a couple of months ago, earlier this year, on social media. Who fact checks the fact checkers? And that's Project Veritas, and boom, he's just holding CNN's feet to the fire. It's just hilarious to behold. Follow Project Veritas, get more information about them, support their cause if you can. This is a big deal, because, my goodness, Jeff Zucker, it's all in the open. We've known about this, but he finally penetrated the bureaucracy to get onto the editorial phone calls to find out that CNN is guiding all of this. And because mainstream media and Democrat Party work like a hive mind, someone says something, they all do it. Like, all of a sudden, you're starting to hear about vulva owners. Vulva owners? You mean women? But because there's a whole other argument I want to talk about here, because this video could be taken down because I even mentioned it. There's a certain segment of the population, which is less than 1% of Americans, that are getting their way with their rights movement. Suddenly we have to change a bunch of words. Look, I, as a Hispanic, am wondering where the heck did this title Latinx come from? Because that offends me. Yo como un hispano, eso me ofende. So take that. Take it back. I'm sure it's progressive liberals that are doing this. So stop being racist. Don't call me something I don't want to be called. Boom. Same thing with the black community. So, someone asked, where does this African American thing come from? I've never even been to Africa. It's like, don't look at me, man. It's these guys that are supposedly doing what's better for us so we can be better identified. Last I checked, a country that separates and segregates and identifies its people is not a good place to live. Anyway, you're going to see a lot more of this. Like the time there was a terrorist attack on Easter in around Sri Lanka, I think it was. In those parts, and it was Islamic terrorists attacking Christians. But what do you hear? Oh, Easter worshippers. Never ever heard of that terminology. But suddenly everybody's using it from the Democrat Party and the media. Never ever existed before that. new term invented. 4 years ago when Trump won, suddenly, new term, the alt-right. What the hell is the alt-right? They invented it and they ran with it. So, okay, what about the alt-left? That's what you guys are. So, oh, there's no such thing as the alt-left. Antifa is actually an idea. An idea that's killing people out there with physical violence. You know, they're out there attacking people and killing them. Yes, they are. But it's an idea. An idea, Mr. Creedy. Anyway, I don't want to quote V for Vendetta there. That's not an appropriate time to quote that. Yeah. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Yeah, they work as a hive mentality. They're being exposed. They can't run and hide anymore. This stuff's going to be brought to the light, where everyone's going to see it for what it is. And it's more important than ever because of what's coming next year in terms of what they're intending to do with big tech to control speech. And all this time, these guys said the Christians would do that. Yeah, you were wrong about that, Alan Moore. Anyway, thank you so much for watching this episode of Off the Record. Stay tuned for Election Groundhog Day Part 5 tomorrow. Title to be determined. I already have a working one, but there's still time for me to adjust it. And as you can see, I'm wearing the same thing I did on yesterday's episode because I'm filming these back to back. But I have time to still adjust the title. But stay tuned for that one, because it's going to be the summary of everything that's gone on and what to expect as the clock continues to tick towards the Electoral College vote, December 14th. I'll see you in the next one.